ויאמר השם אל מוישה בוי אל פרעה. עכשיו זה בוי. בנטורים בגזלם בוי בגימטרי is 3. There's 3 more makas in this parasha. 4 חוישך and makas בחוירס. So the בנטורים בגזלם the reason the parasha is called בוי. So remes the 3 makas. ויאמר השם אל פרעה, בוי אל פרעה, כי אני הכבדתי את ליבו ישראל לעבודות, למען שיסיסי יוססי אלה בקיר בוי, ולמען תספר באוזני בנכו ובן בנכו אשר סללתי במצרים, ויוססי אשר שמתי בו, וידעתם כי אני השם. עוד את הפשט, ולמען תספר באוזני בנכו ובן בנכו אשר התהללתי במצרים. So we see later the next pasuk is pasuk dalet ki im bo inato leshalach es ami hinenu mivim mochol arba begvul lecho. So the pasht is this pasuk leman tesaper bo zne bincho bet bincho asher yisalalti bemitzrayim goes on makas arba, right? This is the introduction to pashas the makav arba. And the medrash it's more mefurish. It says, "Hineni movi mochor arbe v'chol gvulecho." Posuk dalet. He says, "Miyad b'hatcholo and posuk beis leman tesaper bo zne bincho v'bincho asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim romaz loy al makas arbe." Shleman tesaper bo zne bincho goes on makas arbe. Kmo shenemar b'yoyel lebaneichem sapru. Yoel Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel goes on Arba. Samot Nezach. We have all different makas. And this makas state, Leman tesaper bozni bincho ben bincho is asher yisalalti b'mitzray. I would think choyshech is more interesting. Maybe borot. Maybe dam tzfardeh. I know the kids are very busy with the tzfardeh every time. People make tapes on it. Why punk? Makas arba leman tesaper. So the Briskerov, Rabbi Sheber, put on Peter Ramban here. Pasuk Yudalet. The Ramban says, in Pasuk Yudalet, it says, and the Pasuk, Vayal arba al kol eretz Mitzrayim, Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, Kovet Moed, Lefonov lo yoyo ken arba komoyu, Ve'achrov lo yiyye ken. Zog the Ramban. הקוסו מידיע איסן מדרך הנבוא שאחרוב לא יהיה כן. זוג דרמבן רשי פרק תקע שבימי יויל שתי דווהי ארבע אשר כמויו לא יויל מן האוילו. למדנו שגודל משל מוישה. אז רשי אנצוס איסו של יויל הוי על ידי מינים ארבע. ארבע חוסיל ילה גוזום של מוישה was only from one min. כמויו לא יהיה. וכושר אולי. Zog the Ramban, I'm not masking. It says in Tehillim, we read it in the Shir Shel Yoyim in Pesach, Vayiten lechosil yevulo. So the Vashem was chosil also, not only the min of arbe. It says, Vayomar vayovay arbe, yelek bechol gvulo. So he says different pshutim. Vayitochem, ki ba'avur is, no chapshat, זוג דרמב"ן, וכוסב רבינו חנן בפירוש התרא שלו מאיס עתירס מוישה רבינו ועד עכשיו אין ארבה מפסיד בכל גבול מצרים. Till today ארבה doesn't come to מצרים. ואם ייפול בארץ ישראל ויובי ויקונס בגבול מצרים אין אוי אוכל מכל היבול האורץ כלום עד עכשיו. Till today. ואומר כי זה דובר שיודו על הכל. Says Rei Bitzvardeim Ksiv Rag Bayortish Adarno. This is the reason. It says in the Nilus today is an Aleph crocodiles. Well, these are the Tzvardeim, or the Shittis that was crocodiles. Avon Be'arbe Ksiv Le Nishar Arbe Echot B'chol Gvul Mitzrayim. V'aze Nemar Sichu B'chol Niflois. I remember when I was a kid, was the Arbe, they came to the border of Mitzrayim, they turned and they went back. Everyone saw, it's coming to Egypt, and we know the Ramban. Everyone was looking, came with Mitzrayim, they turned around and went back to Africa. אז זה זוכת. מילא זוכת בשבר, לא זה פשוט בפסוק. ולמען תספר באוזני בינך ובן בינך את אשר הסללתי במצרים. Till today, people, Makis Arba, you could show your kids. All the other Makis, you can't show your kids. But the proof that was Makis Arba b'chol Mitzrayim, so you should know that's the Ramban. That Ad HaYoyim Ein HaNoifu.
No. They're only in the river.
That's not only. The ones in Mitzrayim, it's cracking us all more places. I think in the zoo there. Yeah, but it's all over the world. But this, you could show the kids. Baneichem Sapeyu.
Fidu Ben Chana.
Chaim Kanievsky says, I remember myself, when that Arba came, all the newspapers said, you know, this is the Arba that was in Mitzrayim. Chaim Kanievsky said, every time an Arba comes, everyone says to the kids, this was in Mitzrayim. When Shabbadam comes, no one says, you know, this is what happened in Mitzrayim. Chayshach, why does he say Mitzrayim? He says, Pshat is, all the other Makis don't repeat themselves. Olive, you see a lion, don't see those lions in Mitzrayim. There's no musa of Olive. Makis Arba is a market that exists in the world. This is a Chaim Kanievsky, the Sikh, writer. Zog the Possum, Vayob and Moshe Ba'arim, Vayim Ruhil Pari.
What was the Remus?
Keep, what?
What was the Remus? The Meramus
Vayim. Vayim Ruhil Mosa Yilu Mekesh, Zog the Possum, Vayusha Vesmoshe Vesarim El Pari, ויאמר להם פסוק חס. לכו עבדו את השם אלוקיכם. מי ומי אהלכם? מי ומי אהלכם? פרס אז מי ומי אהלכם? זוג דבל הטורים, היטור בן, מי ומי אהלכם בגמטריאס קולב ובנון. זה כבר לטורים. הנומבר זה פקסטר,
מה
אתם פירה? זה כאילו, לא לכאילו. לא לכאילו. לא
לכאילו,
זה כאילו. לא לכאילו, לא לכאילו. מה? קולב ובנון,
רק
ישוע בנון.
I know.
You count the words, one, two, three, מי ומי אהלכם. So, במילא, זה כבר לטורים, that Pari told Moshe, for what are you going? Only Yeshua Benun going in. It's a shot to go. I remember Moshe bin Oreinu b'skaneinu. But the Gzeir was only in Esrim at Gel Shishim. So the Oreinu will come in, and Skaneinu will come in. This was Moshe was Meramis to him. Bin Oreinu b'skaneinu neilich. What's built there? We will go. Vayim alem, yichein imochem, he was not masking. Zog the Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayim al Hashem el Moshe, neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim, bo arbe. זאת רשי בשביל מקס הארבה בוא הרבה בשביל דרכיים הקודש לרנס תודפים שוטים אולי יקשור ארבה איכו במתאו היטאי לארבה to the stick and he hit with that stick there was a ארבה on it זה זאת דרכיים הקודש he took a stick He tied the arbe, and he did like this. And then the arbes came. Oy, efshor sheyazkir shem arbe. He said, arbe! And because he said it, I'll be masbir. Every maker Moshe did, he took piach. So it was a chibur to the piach, to the ababuas. He hit the yor, the tzfardea came. Here he hit with a stick, what is the shayfas to the arbe? So, could be stopped. The stick. All the makis had a shaykhs. At what? Choshech. Neshomayim, they have Choshomayim. No, forget this dog. The light goes away from the Shomayim. But the Arba is not connected nowhere. So Rashi says, Bishvil Arba. Or Achaim says, Tupshot. Lemaise, when Ezra brings it down, ready for Ramayish Adarshim. Shesom Arba ba'arba, she'arba som ba'mate. Shem Rishonim, Shem Achroinim. Ve'en ze nochen. But Ramayish HaKayin, Ramayish HaKayin, Ramayish HaKayin. אמרו לזה רמי שהקראי זו גדל פוסק בית זה נוחם, בסדר אבל רמי שהקראי זה רישי בסדר, זה נרון ירחיין הקודש אז השבר הפוסק, פוסק י' ז' ואת עושה לו חטוס יחד פעם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רקס המובס הזה. He can't anymore with this ארבה. Now in all of those המקס Pari calls over and says and I'll send you out. But Moshe says, listen, I'm doing it. Remember, you have to send us out. In this Makkah, Pari says, Chotosi achapa, daven to Hashem. He doesn't say, please take me out. Or Moshe doesn't tell him, but remember, lo yistoysef hatelbi. So I suffer the Biskerov, a givaldi kipshat. Biskerov says, so the Welt says maybe, Teibel b'sharetz b'yodoy. Maybe Teibel b'sharetz b'yodoy. So Musa, yeah. But the Shai, why the other plan? So I said, the Biskerov says, al derech lam esan d'chavatzeles, ashorim. So it's like this. The Biskerov says that there's two reasons, and Makkas Arbe was another punishment. The Rambam brings down that the Choytim, first they disturbed the Gezer v'oynesh, but they did Aveira. Then they deserve a punishment that they never did tshuva for the avera that they did. The Gemara says, "V'alachti mimikeri, v'alachti mimachamaskeri, v'alachti mimikeri sheva alchat haseichem." When a person gets a punishment and he doesn't realize from Hashem, he says, "Look in the beginning, Parshas Boy." Vayomer Moshe, "Ad Mosai me'anto la'onos miponai." Shalach ami ve'yavduni. He asked him, "Ad mosai me'anto la'onos miponai, Paroi. Not only are you not letting Klal Yisrael, you choite ad mosai. You seven times already, six times already not listening to Hashem. This was the asor. Meile, the punishment here was two punishments because he's not sending Klal Yisrael out, and also because he was a mechutzef and he didn't listen to Hashem." So Paris says, for sure I will send the people. But I know this time the Makkah will not go off because of that. Because the Makkah is a punishment that I'm a choyte. Vayomer, chotosi. Sono chotosi achapam. Echbet mechile avdechet that I did. And more than, before we explain, it's more from that. That Rashi says, the Makkah's arba was taka to punish Paroi, to show Yad Hashem. Now, this famous maise I heard from my elder Zayde, Rav Avraham Yaffe, he met once the Satmar Rebbe. And he wanted to tell him, you know, Rav Avraham Yaffe was the son-in-law of the Alter Min of Alba. So he was telling him how the Bali Musa are very choshev. And he was telling him that there's a maise on Rav Zundum Salamat. That once one of his Talmidim sent a letter that he asked that someone will daven for him. So his wife is very sick and he's a tefillin. So Bezundel called to the Shamash and he said, write a letter that I'm davening for him. So the Emes Hashem will be healthy. So the Shamash written a short letter and he gave it to Bezundel to sign. Bezundel says, I'm sorry, I don't sign on checkout. He says, we're davening for you. Bezundel Salant. We're davening? I said, I'm davening. Who is we? Who is we? There's only one person here. I told you to daven, I'm davening. What is an onu mispalelim bishvilei? So Avraham said, look on the midas emes from Zundel Misalant. That's a mitzanova to write onu. It's much unlimited power. Aber emes, but Bale Musar emes is emes. Emes is emes. So this is what he told Satmar Rebbe. So Satmar Rebbe told him, yeah, the Ramban takeh haltaseh, the Ramban takeh haltaseh. That you don't, that it's called a sheker to write yourself on misparalik. Yeah, taka sheker, taka sheker. Avraham said all of his life was a mitzvah, what does that mean really meant? Until he came to our posuk. Look at our posuk. Posuk Yitzayin. Sono chatosi achapam vehaatiru la'ashem. Lo shem rabbi. Zog the Ramban. Leshneim omar ken. Ki chen omar paru bechol pa'am derech muso. Ki yedea paru ki moyshe hu amatir. כי כן אומר, למוסי אעתיר לך, ובצייסי מן העיר, ואיפה יש סקרפי? כי לא ידע בו בזה מוישה לא שם רבים, שלא יוצא שקר מפיו. You can't say we will daven. It's like, Aaron is not davening, you don't say a shekel. He said, I'm davening. So he says, it's not musar to say that. It's a davar for us. Aber Moshe can't say a shekel. So mamash, the maisim of Mizu, it's not Mizu, it's not Ramban, it's not Mizu, it's not Mizu. Because he's been the goddess of Mizu. Yeah, yeah, the Ramban, it's not Ramban. And the world says, it's interesting to say, look what happens. Moshe davens, vayetar el Hashem, and this will take a half as a pasuk yudches, v'loshen yochid. Vayafoch Hashem ruach yom chozok moid. Vayiso es arba vayitkeyu yom asuf. Lo nishar arba echot b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. Frag the world, why you need ruach yom chozok moid? Look in pasuk yudbeis. Pasuk yudches. Vashem niyag ruach kodim ba'oretz kol ha'yom ahu v'chol ha'laylo. Ha'boikir royo v'ruach ha'kodim noso es arba. So why when it left, it has to have Ruach Yom Chozak Meod. So one vote the world says that Rashi says Lenishar Echod Afa Meluchim Shenimchu. Even the dead ones that they salted, they took away. So in the way there, the wind only brought a life arbe. Chai Noises Atzmi. You don't have to have so strong wind. They fly with the wind. But here you have to carry the dead. You have to have a fist of wind. Anders Ogendir was the whole night. Slowly, slowly, they were pushed to come. Here it says, in 1 minute, they went away. So not with the wind. It is, they came with the wind, waves. They came with the wind. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe netiyotcha al hashamayim v'yehi choshech al eretz Mitzrayim v'yomesh choshech. It says, Bavuz, there's a big machlekes, if choshech by night is real dark, or it's only when there's no light, b'meile is dark. I think they make brocha here, which down, it's often a spanach, that every night, dark is a mitzvah. It's not only that there's no light. In Mitzrayim, was a lot of night. Hashem bring a lot of it. But the dark outside is real dark. It's not only not light. The Goyen says, this is the pshat, boire oir, u boire choshech. Choshech is not a header. Reb Chaim said, this is the pshat, korev yoim, saying the Agoda, asher u lo yoim, lo yoim, ve lo ilaylo, rom oida, ki lecho yoyim, af lecho alaylo. So like this. Korev yoyim, ashehu lo yoyim ve lo ilaylo. Will be not light and not dark. Orange, basically was. Then, rom hoida, ki lecho yoyim, af lecho alaylo. Then we will know that you also yoytzer oyer ubo yechoshem. Now we think he made a yoyim. When there's nothing around, but mele it's dark. So he said, no. Korev yoyim, ashehu lo yoyim ve lo ilaylo. Demos, Rom Hoida, Ki Lecho Yoim, Af Lecho Alaylo. This is the Medrash in Psochim that they were hiding in the cave and they didn't know when it's day and night. And they pulled a candle and they saw that by night the candle lit better. Because by day was only no light in the cave. But by night was dark in the cave. Maybe the candle lights better in the dark. Now, the Shver Rashi. Rashi says, why Hashem brought down Makas Choshech? ולא מביא עליהם חושך, שרב ישראל בייס הדור השם ולהירוצים לוציס, ומייזו בשלושס ימי אפילו. זה עמוד נזח, זה ממש הפלא שאין כדוגמוסו. You think, you know, terrible in Mitzrayim, everyone wants to go out. Most of כלל ישראל are not holding כדו יציאס Mitzrayim. If Yochel, Mashiach will come. For sure everyone is waiting for Mashiach. Yeah, because Reif Klal Yisrael didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. If you different shittas, Chaymish. So the Shaila is, why Rashi brings it down here? So it's a Chomim mess. Why that's for that Kinim Deva Oev Rashi didn't have a Kasha? Why only in Choshech Rashi Frek the Kasha lo mohevi aleim Choshech? So the Veld asked the Chaim Kanievsky, it's a Medrash. And the Medrash asks on every one of the markets. So the Chaim says, it's a Mishkan Stire. The Kashi is, but why Rashi decided to be the Medrash only on this one? It's a Vaita Kashi. It's a Mishkan Torah, it's a Sisach HaChomim. Even though you found that the Mokir is a Medrash, and the Medrash asked on all the ten, it's a Mishkan Kashi. So the Chaim says, maybe Choshech was not a Makam if Ne'atzma, Vesach Mishkan. But the Welt says that the Etzem, Makas Choshech was a big Nisoyen. klal Yisrael. Why? They could have killed the Mitzvim, all the Mitzvim, and finished. Kill all the Mitzvim and they could stay there. But it was a shvua sheishbia Yosef, mata oiru v'aseiru z'av v'ashetech, but that we can't leave Mitzrayim. Why when Yosef died, they didn't leave Mitzrayim? Yosef was mashbia not to leave till the Geula comes. Sometimes before the Geula comes, Klal Yisrael will have a way to kill the goyim on their own. But we have shalosh shvuos for this gara b'umas. We don't go out to milchama ourselves. They could have killed us. The second thing says Mitzrayim, all the Muslims start like this. We'll chop off all the heads and finish with the whole story.
The ones that don't want to leave didn't do it.
They wanted to stay with the Mitzrayim. If they were killed with them, was the vital day they didn't will be around. It says in the Pasuk, ויהי ממש כיאמר השם כחצוי סלילו אני יוצא בתוך מצרים ומייס כל בחויר בארץ מצרים עם כל פרו יושב על כיסו יד בחיר השפחו אשר אחר רחיים וכל בחור הבאים זאת רעשי כחצוי סלילו ויהי ממש כיאמר השם כחצוי סלילו זאת אומרת כחצוי סלילו רעשי כי חולק הלילו כי חולק הלילה. So the Lord, I fight the Rashi. So when they died, Rashi brings down like this. ורבי סיינו דורשו כמו יקה בחצויס הלילה. ואומרו שאומר מוישה כחצויס, דמשמע סומוך לו יאו לפונו ולאחו, ולא יאומר בחצויס, שמו ייתו הסתגנים מפרו ויהיה מוישה בד היו. הקדוש ברוך הוא ידע איסויסו ורגויסו ואומר בחצויס. השם סייד הוא די בחצויס. Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzos. The first shaila is how they would die Bachatzos. Chatzos is exactly punk in the middle. How you could die in that exact minute? So the Lord says in Reb Chaim, they will live till Chatzos. Till Chatzos, they'll be dead. It's exactly. Chatzos is right. The night slips to two. Till then, they will live. From then, they'll be dead. So they die in Chatzos. Bachatzos, they die. They're living till Chatzos and from Chatzos. Now, the Shaila is, I say, we mentioned, what Rashi says, why Moshe didn't say Bachatzos? Shemo itu at stagnine paroi, v'yeim re Moshe badayu. Why? The mashma, Shemo itu v'yeim re Moshe badayu. And maybe Moshe said, Kachatzos, oi lefonav, oi leachu. Now, here we have two pshotim, how we could learn pshat. I want to speak to two mahalchim. I think it's two yisodes that came mahalchim in the whole Avone, in the Parashas HaShavua. One mahalach we mentioned a little bit this week, we said Biktzorin Be'ikah, the second mahalach. The first mahalach that we mentioned is, what could be the mistake of Stagni Be'ipahoi? Kubi Rashi says, it will happen. Rashi says, Klob, Oy lefonov, Oy le'achov. So Lama Zogin, they will think Chatzos is 11:58. Chatzos is 11:30. So what will happen? All the Pchayim will die 11:58. So what do you tell Moshe Bada? You said 12. Okay, they died earlier. What can say? They will have a mistake. They will think 12 or 2. And then maybe be a chil Hashem for 2 minutes. No. So let me get to say, let's start with the first mahalach. See, the first mahalach is what they will have a mistake. They will think Chatzos is 11:58. Same? 2 minutes. But the pshat is pashut. So what is the mahalach in all the whole parashah is here? What's the mahalach? Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, Hashem sent me. Paroi says, no. You're a witch, you're mechashev. Moshe says, no, Hashem send me. Paro says, no. Makas b'choyres is the market to prove Hashem send me. What is the difference if a person is doing something because he's a witch, because Hashem sent him? A witch is almost. Could miss a little bit. The missile could hit the house. Could miss. Pochas yes. But it could miss a little bit. Hashem is exact. If Makas Pchiris happens 11:58, Moshe is very stark. He pulled the Malach HaMoves, he could run the world. But it's not Hashem. He missed it in 2 minutes. Moshe Barai, Moshe, it's not Hashem. You see the whole time, I said, Pauli says, Moshe says, you know what, it's Fadei, tell me when to leave. Pauli says, no problem, tomorrow. Meshugah. You call Moshe, I can't anymore. He says, okay, when you want. I'll say right away. No, another 12 hours, he's fired. What's the pshat? Moshe, you realize the frogs told you they want to run away already. This is the reason you came over to me. If you wanted me to take them away, you know what? I want another day. Long as that. You see, in the third Makkah, it's like the Chatun ends by the Kimi. They also never managed to do exactly. But the whole time they said, okay, Moshe is super. The Machlekes says, Hashem Shlochani, or Lo Hashem Shlochani. V'zoi steida, ki Hashem Shlochani. Moshe Barayu, say Ahois. I might as well do something in Niflo. I'm sure all of you have this kasha. I said every time, maybe in Chumashi or one of the parshas. You know, Zman. You know, maybe the parsha Zman. Don't forget it, it's a very big parsha, so don't forget it. Get to the end of the parsha there. Moshe says, Shabbos will be no man. Nothing to have on the side, they're like a shtick. They collect man, and the morning they give it out. So I think we have taken to the birds to help us to eat it. Mamshim nest, the birds ate it. What would happen to the birds without eating it? Nothing. What would happen? When they get up in the morning, what would they see? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. You know how much man snowed every morning? 2 feet. 2 feet snow. How much man do you think doesn't have you managed to collect? Let me say they had the biggest warehouse. If they had it in the backyard, everyone saw it, yeah? Well, they had backyards, they filled everything up. Man, they couldn't collect because the amount went down every morning. They had to collect. The Teretz for sure would be only one little knage, one little dribble of snow. But you said Moshe would not snow today. Shabbos could snow. Okay, Moshe, you thought not at all. You missed it. Moshe, you're not Novi Hashem. You're running your show here. You're making Zachos, not Hashem. You thought completely not. It was a miss. One of the ties you didn't tie, one area, snow down. If Hashem says it's exactly. If it will be a piece of man, the ganze emunah of Moshe Rabbeinu is bottom. Because a Novi Hashem is not a mechashev. Novi is exactly. Shema yoimru Moshe badayu, 1 minute, ois Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a big yesoid to a lot of the parshas. This is one mahalach. The second mahalach is another mahalach in ganze. בעצם רש"י נחומש אז מה שמה שם ביצדו פארי ויאמרו שעדיין לא יבא חצויס שיאמרו שבו חצויס שיאמרו שבו חצויס ועדיין לא יבא. No, they will think that it's 11:58 חצויס and talk it will happen 2 minutes later. מה שם from רש"י, but if it will happen after it, it's not a problem. They will think חצויס is 12:02, we don't have a problem. He's not going with the mahalach that I said, not bother. It's more mahalach. What is the problem? 12:00 will happen. Nothing will happen. B'chil Hashem. I want it. 12:02, they will see that it happened. What's with B'chil Hashem for 2 minutes? So the famous Maisim for Baruch Bel. Baruch Bel was sitting once in a room. And the Shir, Rav Moshe Shiva, you know, they see Baruch Bel moving to the side, moving to the side. Then Baruch Bel takes his hat and puts off his hat. He goes out and comes back. So that's what after the shir, what happened? He said he needed to go out, Asher Yatzah. But the young Rosh Hashiva is saying a shir. If he goes out, people will think that he's not interested in the shir. It's embarrassing for the Rav. And what was, a couple minutes he'll come back and they will have that he was in the bathroom. And what was with a poor minute and so on, someone for a poor minute. Nochamai says, Rav Scheinberg, Shir from Teir Hoyer. There was a young bocher, a young man, he went to get smicha from the Baruch Bel. The meaning was, he came to Kamenitz, he fahered you. If you pass the faher, he will tell you to stay there for 30 days, and he will see if you know Shechonor HaChamishi. And then he will give the smicha. Kids say, he fahered Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg asked if he could get a ksav smicha. So he said, I never told my wife, I didn't know that it's a system. So let me to go back home, I'll tell her I have to stay there for another month, and I'll come back. There was no planes, yes, and the guy was in Mel. So Los Angeles, yes, and I was invited. The Baruch Bel said, no, stay here. He sent his son to find out what is the matzah. And he gave him a smicha. His son asked him, Tate, you never do it. It's such a chosher with Tamid Chochem. He won't come home. His wife will tell him, you got a smicha? He'll say, no. No, I'm getting some. For 1 minute, the Tamid Chochem is mizbaza. What's with the 1 minute? My younger brother says, it's a gemara in the door. The person says, kulchem chutz me'aba. The gemara says, we shayin tfois loshen rishon loshen achra. For the Ran, why? He never met Abba. He said, everyone chutz me'aba. So Rashi, no. If when he said kulchem, he would never mean his father, he would say chutz me'aba kulchem. Because in Odom Reitze She'ovid is Bazel Ledako, Lashon. So Al Kocho, when he said Kulchem, he meant the father, and then he was Chayzer. So if we say when a person says Kulchem, it has to be that he means his father. Because if he doesn't mean his father, he will say Chutz Me'aba Kulchem. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, I have to say Bechatzis. Shemo Yoyim Hu Moshe Badayu. Shemo Yoyim Hu Moshe Badayu. And be Achil Hashem for 2 minutes. It's Tzvi Amar Pshotim. Now the shaila is the pasuk says before that in pasuk days daber no ba'ozne om v'ishalu ishu me'er yisra'eyu v'ishu me'er yisra'uso k'li chesev v'chli zov. It's two shailas. It's one shaila the Gemara Rashi says eino eloshen bakosho שלא יאמר יש צדיק ועבדו ואינו יסם קיים ואחיכן יצא בחוש גדול לקיים. Shaila is, why have to come to that? Hashem promised, why you have to do it שלא יאמר יש צדיק? So what pshat they say that we're going on Shevet Levi? But Shevet Levi was not Koshi Rishibut. But Avraham Avinu was Mechadesh, that Erv Reinon, even though they didn't fight, while they were on the Kalim, they also get a schar. So the Mele, Shevet Levi also has to get a schar. But it's very shver, for us. Shelo yoyim arois et tzadik. As if like the Kliyok. So he says two tevutzim. He says, first, Klal Yisrael was very heavy to carry. Hashem offered them they could take it. And if they don't want to take it, אבל אז דאפתוכה ואחר כך יצא בחוש גודל that Avraham Avinu will have a time קיים בו ועוד ובינו היסום he got sure that it will be done ויצא בחוש גודל בצד הקדוש ברוך הוא he's more from them the Mephoshim say more from them the Magen Medubla brings down that that's if a person's in jail and he wants to leave he doesn't want he told him he could leave jail there's a lot of money he just runs out and the same word from them the Maise in Biza Sayom, the Maaseh, they took everything. So there was no reason to take from the Mitzvah. As Chazal said, Hashem made the Mitzvah to take all the jewelry on them. How was Biza Sayom? They were soldiers. What was money? Hashem made all the Mitzvah to take all the money on them, and they came to fight the Mitzvah. And mainly, you had everything in Biza Sayom. On them, the soldiers, you go to take soldiers, there's nothing to take there. So that's what Chazal said, so why do we have to carry it? Let the Mitzvah to bring it to Biza Sayom, we'll take it there. But the Tanakh says, "Abas Hesish can yetsu b'chush gadol." The yetsia has to be b'chush gadol, and they will feel right away. So, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'gam es agoy asher yavoidu dona noichi, v'achechin yetsu b'chush gadol." So, the emes business hayam was the right place to be miskayim. Abas shliyem arayis the tzaddik. Odu v'inu arayis somkiyem b'hem. V'achar kach yetsu b'chush gadol loykiyem b'hem. So Hashem asked them that they will take it before. As another pshat, as a man nezach, why Hashem told Klal Yisrael to cheat the Mitzvah? We're borrowing it, we'll give it back soon. And the Holy Tzitz Mitzvah was a man nezach. We're going for 3 days. What is the ganze zach? So one pshat, I saw Givaldik pshat. I'm sure it bothers you every year. Such a cheating, this whole system with Moshe Rabbeinu. Chaim, doesn't bother you? So the pshat is as Hashem wanted to make it to power, to show power how cheap he is. If Hashem would say to power, you have to free the Yidden. Power will say, no, I don't want. No! Power is a rosha. Hashem even didn't ask you to let him to leave. He asked you to let him to leave for 3 days and you said no. Hashem made power to be nichshel in a much bigger aveira. He did tell him, listen, I'm sorry, you have to leave the Yidden. Let the Yidden go. What Pari says, I can't, a couple of days of work. The whole argument was a couple of days of work. And he said no. And this was the Hishilu. Klal Yisrael came, we're borrowing, we're going to give it back. They went to Shul. In the Kitzur, Shteta Ander Revolt, on the second Shaila, not why Hashem said 3 days, but again, it's the same thing. He said 3 days. So the Mitzrayim will trust them that they're coming back. So they will give him the gold. So now everyone, normally, all the Mitzrayim will tell Paro, before they tell Paro, just let them to leave. Sugar. After him, they let go of the Mitzrayim. So, Vayefach Lev Paro, Lom Shilach Nus Yisrael. But everyone, the Nisha, Ad Echot, everyone is crazy to run after them. Because they had all the money. So, Vimele, Hashem said, we're leaving for 3 days. So everyone trusted him. And everyone was asking him to give them the money. And Vimele, they had a cheshek now. Everyone went to get back his money. All the money in Mitzrayim was on Klal Yisrael. Masbir Boimek. Hashem wanted them to be nichshol, to be roidef achar Klal Yisrael. But he can't make them to do that very b'yodayim. They have to do it on their own to want to kill Klal Yisrael. The only way to do it is that Klal Yisrael have the money, but mainly everyone will come to the war. But I think maybe Chaim Kanievsky brings down one of the minim sforim that because he's written the whole book. But it says Mitzrayim didn't happen really. The guy just couldn't stand the Yidden. They were so dirty, they just threw them away. And no one will say it. So the whole world knows they had all the jewelry in Mitzrayim on them. They loved them, they were friends. They respected them when they left. They didn't leave like dogs. They would leave like dogs. In the end, they told them to run away. But if they would leave like dogs, they would not give them all the gold and all the jewelry. But I said they were so fancy, they were so choshuv. And even so, they were sent to Klal Yisrael.
All right, check them into the Shibbut.
Your base pasuk lamed. I say Alamo, this is a vote that I can remember for Lila Seino. There's a song Klal Yisrael sing, Power in pajamas in the middle of the night. Yeah? Shaila, what is the mocha that Power had pajamas in the middle of the night? Can't be that style of song, that's Klal Yisrael sing. Yeah? And every country they have a different language. Not Mistab, like Klal Yisrael made up a song. So the Shaila is first, how we know that Power had pajamas? And also, all the kids running after Power has pajamas. Like, it's not classy. I mean, Klal Yisrael did it, so Power has pajamas, but I think everyone wears pajamas, yeah? What is so embarrassing that Power has pajamas? So I first think, I think it's a Rashi in the Chumash. Very good, great person, Klamet. ויקום פרעה לילה, הוא וכל עבודו וכל מצרים, ויהי צעקה גדולה במצרים, כי אין בית אשר אין שם מס. זאת רש"י. ויקום פרעה ממיתוסי לילה. ויקום פרעה ממיתוסי. זאת רש"י. פרעה walk off from his bed. And the pasuk is saying a point. פרעה was in bed and he walked up from his bed. This is the point of the pasuk. What is the point of this person? That's a hand very good. Two mahalach. One mahalach is Paroi. I don't know if you remember it, maybe a bit younger. Remember it was back 2000? They said the world will destroy 2000. You remember that? What? Everyone that night before, people didn't go to sleep. So they're going, yeah. Paroi has a fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Say that. Moshe tells him, like, tomorrow night, B'chatzos, everyone is dying here. This is it. The B'chorim are making a war to try to let the Yidden out. Thousands of people are killed, dying. The whole matzah, Makim Mitzrayim, B'chorim. Like, if I would be Pari, I would sit with the, you know, with the army generals, sit, you know, ready for 12 o'clock by night. We'll have an important meeting to do what to do. It happens, we'll call Moshe. Paro was such a happy kairos, he went into bed with pajamas. When he woke up, like the pasuk, it was seen that he woke up from bed. This is what the pasuk in Matgish. Paro, 12 o'clock, it's not chatzos, you know, most of us don't go to sleep before. Paro was deep asleep when it happened. He managed to fall asleep that night. He was such a vayachbed asleep boy. Not that, okay, he said, let me know what happens, yeah? He sat there. Okay, no, I'm not letting him go. He He got dressed, went to sleep. Veleishos liboy. So people show, you see that because it's empowering. This is one thing where the kids were going around. Another thing, Pauli claimed that he's a god. That he's a Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't go to the bathroom. Hashem tells Moshe every time Chapin arrived. We know that he also doesn't sleep. The Pasuk says in Eliyahu HaNavi, he told him, yell, scream, maybe he sleeps. Someone as a Bashefa, if he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, he doesn't have to go to sleep. So in the bathroom, he couldn't do it in his house. That there was no system, yeah? You have to know how crazy he was. You know, means the whole day he was holding himself up. Abi mentioned with Rachel as a getchke. Rachmanis, I feel bad for Paul. I don't think he enjoyed his life. The whole day he didn't go out, but mentioned with Rachel as a getchke. I think he convinced himself, yeah? So for sure he didn't go to sleep. In another Paul, he ran out. He didn't have time even to get ready back in his big demalchus. Yeah, he had all different clothes, but he took them off nicely. He would sleep without them. When he ran out, they saw that he's like a person, a human being. All the kids were yelling. Also, Paroi has pajamas. Paroi is also a human being. Everyone was scared. Paroi was running like a human being. If it means pajamas, if it means, but we have a Rashi. That was a matzah of Ayokom Paroi Mimitosoi. Was a kima of Paroi Mimitosoi. I think we'll stop here. I just have to go a little bit early today, so we'll stop.